The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Yo, Ryan, what's 80 plus 4?
84.
That's the episode, guys.
84?
Episode number 84 of Super Mega Cast, the official Super Mega Podcast. There's knockoffs out there, but they're not the real Super Mega Podcast.
No.
This is the real Super Mega Podcast.
This is the Super Mega Cast.
The one with Matt Watson and
Ryan McGee.
You got it.
You know, this is an easily brandable podcast because the name is nonsensical, and in search engines, if you type it in, it's going to be like one of the only things that pops up.
It's going to be the first thing, I think. But hey, guys, hope you're doing well whenever you're listening to this. Ryan and I have so many fun topics prepared to talk about today.
Woo!
An unbelievably huge amount of excellent topics that are going to stimulate your ear things and make it well,
possibly
could stimulate your prostate.
Because the vibrations could probably rattle the prostate like a coconut on a tree.
You know, if you got a small enough speaker, you could put it up your ass.
If you attach a speaker to a tree, the coconut's going to be affected by that vibration. It might fall sooner than it may have before.
If you're in the right position, it will fall, hit you square in the prostate.
Yeah.
That would be quite
I was using
setup.
More of like the coconut and tree as a metaphor for your prostate, the coconut being the prostate.
But anyway, guys, before we get into it, why don't we take a minute to, you know, everyone's favorite part of the podcast, thank our sponsor. MeUndies.
I'm wearing them right now. Let's go! You've heard us talk about MeUndies, and you know we're big believers in their product. Every month, they have a new and exciting print, and they arrive at your door in a fun bag. Is that a selling point?
MeUndies uses Lindsay Micromodal in their underwear. It's a sustainably sourced, naturally soft fiber that starts with beechwood trees and ends with the most amazing fabric that's ever touched your genitals.
Beechwood trees?
The results have been downright dreamy. MeUndies' adventurous prints and designs are all limited edition, and new patterns are released every few weeks on a rolling basis.
And there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee. MeUndies guarantees you will love their undies, or your money back. My stepdad, Jim, never used to wear underwear at all. Only his lucky pair of leather overalls.
Now your stepdad has MeUndies, Ryan, and he doesn't even have to wear those leather overalls anymore. He just wears MeUndies now. Only MeUndies, but it's a good look for him.
Yeah. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 20% off and free shipping.
Stop. 20% off and free shipping?
That's right. 20% off and free shipping.
Stop. Go to MeUndies.com/supermega.
That's MeUndies.com/supermega.
Ah, that was a good commercial, wasn't it, Ryan?
It was great.
Did you enjoy it as much as I did?
I did.
How about Jim?
Jim, he doesn't know that we use him in the commercials, but his life is better by all the products that we supply him with.
So. That's the reason we take these brand deals.
Yeah.
Simply so we can help your stepdad have a better life.
Yeah.
And it really is working out for him. He's doing great.
It's working well.
It really is. But, guys,
let's talk the Oscars, because it's been like 2 weeks now, and we didn't get a chance to discuss what we thought about the gosh darn Oscars.
Ryan, Let's get into it. Tell me.
More like the Cucksters.
What?
Know what I'm saying?
Don't call them that.
Okay.
Go and tell me about the Oscars. What'd you think?
I thought it was decent.
Is that your full
review?
Too
many commercials.
Yeah, I mean, those...
It's a 3-hour fucking event that could be cut down to, like, an hour, I think.
Just so 100%. Many commercials. That's how the Super Bowl is, and that's how... I mean, that's how, like, any... Even, like, news channels...
They have to
sell
that ad space. They gotta make money.
Dude, it's all they gotta make money. That's what it's all about. You watch the Weather Channel, they'll show you, like, 30 seconds of, like, weather, yeah. And then, like, 2 minutes of commercials, and then 30 seconds of weather, 2 minutes of commercials. It's great. I mean, that's how it works, unfortunately. I mean, you guys gotta hear it on this podcast. Yeah.
I guess the Oscars, just like every year, there are good movies that don't get mentioned, and then Best Picture is usually something that you're like, only every now and then does a Best Picture is given to a movie where I'm like, yes, that deserved it.
I think last year. Last year, yeah, I think Moonlight definitely deserved Best Picture.
This year, the Best Picture did deserve it. I'm not saying it didn't deserve it, but my pick would have been different.
What would your pick have been?
I really, really just liked Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
So. I thought, I too enjoyed Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. I think Best Picture probably should have gone to Boo 2 and Madea Halloween. But
oh, yeah, you know.
I think it got snubbed a little bit.
It won a Razzie or something, didn't it?
Did it really?
I don't know.
I wouldn't
be
surprised.
It was in the Razzies, I'm sure. It was,
oh, of course
it was nominated.
It Ryan, can we take a break from the podcast so I could sneeze?
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm losing it.
Here it comes, boys.
I'm losing
and girls.
It. No, I'm losing it.
Here, no.
That's the worst
feeling. Now you
don't
have satisfaction.
I don't, dude. That
there's
is the...
There's nothing worse besides death and a breakup that is worse than a... But the sneeze comes third. It goes
death breakup, losing a sneeze.
Losing a sneeze.
It is one of the worst things. It seriously is, man. Like, there's nothing more just...
Fourth is rape.
Rape. But, like... I don't know about you, but I'm one of the people, like, some people sneeze when they look at bright lights.
Yeah, I do. Like, well, mostly like the sun.
Yeah,
like,
if you look at the sun, you sneeze. It's a genetic thing.
Sneeze going.
And every now and then I'll be with someone and I'll have to sneeze. So I'll look at the sun or a bright light and they'll be like, what are you doing? And they've never heard of it. And I'm like, oh, when I look at bright light, it makes me sneeze.
You were telling me about that. Isn't it only like with certain people?
Yeah, it's like a genetic thing. I think like. Two out of every five.
We're one of the weak ones, dude.
No, it means we're one of the strong ones.
No, we're the mutation that needs to get kicked out. The sun's going to kill us before others.
No, dude.
One day we're going to sneeze and our eyes are going to pop out.
Nope. I can explain this to you, Ryan. Think about this. Why do you sneeze? You sneeze because there's germs.
Your body wants to go away.
Yeah, it's getting rid of bad things that are inside of your nasal passage.
So maybe we're actually, in the long grand scheme, what you're saying, so evolution is on our side.
Yeah, because basically... We have it to our advantage. Our body, it purges bad germs and stuff because when it sees bright light, it's just like, sure, let's get rid of some of this bad stuff. The other people that don't sneeze when they see bright light, they're going to have those germs and stuff inside their body.
Yeah.
We're not going to.
No.
So you and we're good. Yeah, we're good. We don't have to worry about anything.
Okay.
So I think evolutionarily, you and I are on top. So give me a high five for that one.
High five.
Okay. High five. But back to the Oscars.
Yeah. How many of the nominees or did you see any of the stuff?
I watched 0% of the Oscars this year.
I'm not talking about the Oscars. I'm talking about the movies. I know you don't watch the Oscars.
I was really out of the loop with the Oscars.
You saw the post that was in there.
I did. I saw the post.
You didn't see Shape of Water.
Did not
you
see
saw
Shape of Water.
Three Billboards.
Saw Three Billboards.
Saw Get Out.
I saw Get Out.
Was in the Oscars. It won Best Original Screenplay.
Okay.
Jordan Peele won an Oscar for Best Original Screenplay.
I like Get Out a lot. I think good. Yeah. I think it should deserve that. It was a good movie.
Director, well deserved, Guillermo del Toro.
Mr. Del Toro for Pacific Rim 2. They gave it to him preemptively. He's what?
I think he's only producing that one.
Oh, he didn't write Pacific Rim 2. I mean, honestly, like I'm excited for Pacific Rim 2. I think Pacific Rim's just a fun.
I just want a robot movie. It's just things punch each other.
It's a brain numbing. Just like I'm gonna go sit and watch Pacific Rim 2 and have a good time. It comes out in like 2 weeks, I think.
And it's not as like offensive as Transformers or something like that, where it's like product placement. Hopefully, isn't gonna be everywhere. We'll see. Might be a lot of Sony. I don't know who does this. So I swear to God, if I see like Nokia on the robots and shit,
it's like NASCAR. The robots are going to have brands like on their chest and stuff.
The only thing that like takes me out of a bad movie is really like commercialization of it. Cause it's like, oh, okay. Mountain Dew machine fight Sam Witwicky.
I think that my favorite example of product placement in anything. I showed it to you recently. It was
Jack and Jill?
No, it was in a Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, yeah. The Subway. That's not a commercial. That was in the episode?
Yeah, that's in the episode. In Hawaii 5-0, there's a scene where the big fat guy, he's, like, sitting at a table, and he's holding, like, two Subway $5 footlongs, and he's got, like, another one, like, perfectly, like, packaged on the table with, like, a Subway drink and a bag of chips, and he's like, I'm just enjoying this $5 footlong from Subway. They make it any way you want it, man. And like, wait, so you're telling me
yeah.
that they'll make that any way you want it? And he's like, mm-hmm. And then he mentions
and it's
Jared.
Delicious.
Yeah, and he takes a
bite.
My boy
Jared lost so much weight, and I'm hoping to lose weight, too. Subway. Eat fresh.
It's seriously like that. Go look it up, guys. It's really something.
I feel like that joke could have worked on, like, a Brooklyn Nine-Nine type of show.
Yes, but not on, like, a show like Hawaii 5-0. Yeah.
It seems like a Wayne's World type of joke, where it's like they're still getting product placement in, but they're being, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, so the company and the advertiser or the advertising person is just still like, oh, you know.
That's funny. Yeah, it works.
We're fine now.
Like, in that Wayne's World scene, I guarantee that, you know, they got paid for all of that, too. So it was, like, perfect. Like, that works out perfectly.
But in, like, this, it's very kind of.
It's so obvious.
It's like talking down to you.
But you know, there's people that watched it and like that they didn't even pick up that that was product placement. Like, oh, he's enjoying his Subway subs.
Some old lady. Oh, here's a Subway sandwich. Hey, did you know that apparently this guy's losing weight on this Hawaii show?
just he lost weight just like Jared, dude.
Yeah. He didn't touch kids like Jared hopefully did.
Well, I
well, hopefully
not.
He didn't touch kids at all.
Yeah.
Because that sounded like the particular way in which Jared.
In the way Jared did. He didn't do it how Jared did it.
Yeah.
But goddamn, dude.
No one does it like Jared.
It can only be Jared. I wonder how he's doing, dude. He's in prison.
Hopefully he's having a shitty, horrible time.
I hope he is, too.
Hopefully each day someone takes a pair of pliers and rips out a tooth. And then they stab it back into another spot in which they ripped out another tooth. And they just continue the process.
Just mixing his teeth. Like musical teeth.
Yeah.
It's like musical chairs, but with his teeth.
Yeah.
Poor Jared, man. I just can't help but feel bad for him.
That's
sarcasm, just for the listeners that couldn't pick that up.
I hope every day he's forced to bite on a metal bar as hard as possible with those teeth that have been pre-stabbed into his gums.
You've thought about this. He's a piece of shit. He is a real piece of shit. Jared is absolutely a piece of shit. He went from America's sweetheart.
America's sweetheart?
I think Jared Fogel was America's sweetheart.
I don't think he was as far as America's... Jared Fogel, America's sweetheart.
He went from America's sweetheart to pedophile in prison. Poor Jared. He got his ass whooped in prison. I remember hearing about that in the news. Like someone beat his little Subway ass.
Hopefully that's a day in, day out part of his life.
Yeah, I think I saw something. He's either suing someone or he's fighting for like some kind of apparently he has like his own private garage in prison that he has paintings in and stuff.
What does he paint?
I don't know.
Subway sandwich.
Would you buy one of Jared's paintings?
No.
It's like, I hope it's not like a George Bush thing where like, remember George Bush did paintings and sold them for a lot? Because
mm-hmm.
I bet, of course, there's people out there would buy Jared's paintings for like $100,000.
Know what I hope is happening? Like he's selling all these paintings and making money and like the jail or whatever is like holding the money because you can't technically make commissions while you're in jail. And then one day he comes out to the yard and all of his paintings plus a stack of money is right out in the middle of the courtyard and it's being set on fire. So all of his hard work and all the money he earned gets wiped out and he loses all sense of hope. And then he can go back to biting that metal bar as hard as he can.
That is the punishment for Jared. Like, what? Like you're going to get a call after this episode goes out. You're going to get a call from a federal judge. And he's like, Ryan, I was listening to the Super Mega Podcast.
Yeah, Judge?
And I really liked your idea for the way you want to punish Mr. Fogel, and I think we're going to...
The metal bar bit?
And the teeth and the paintings.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I think we're gonna put that into action.
Now, he doesn't listen to Super Mega Podcast, otherwise he would know it's coming, right?
Well, we didn't realize it, but he actually did have a little personal device in his cell. He'd been listening to the Super Mega Cast every week.
He
was a big fan until he heard that segment you boys did about him. He's been actually real upset. He got his feelings hurt. So I am going to need you to apologize to him. Visitation hours.
This phone call started with you trying to say that you were going to punish him using my metal bar.
Well, we are, but also he is a man who has feelings.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, All you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Yeah. What if like a judge ordered you to go up, like we had to go to prison and like visit him and apologize to him for calling him a piece of shit?
Go, okay, I would. I'd take him up on it. I'd go there and then I'd spit in his face and then leave.
I would totally take the opportunity just to go like see Jared Fogle with my own two eyes. And I'd laugh at him. I'd go, ha ha, Jared, you're in jail. That's funny.
Start a food fight.
Dude, I'd bring a big Subway sub and I'd be like, you can't have this.
You'd eat it right in front of him.
I'd say, mm-mm-mm. He probably doesn't even like Subway, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, why would he like Subway? Like, he ate it a ton.
It's the only reason why he was caught. He was under a big microscope. JK, he was caught because he told his friend what he was doing.
He really was a dumbass.
He just talked over the phone. His friend got suspicious, and then his friend was like, shit, this dude's fucked up. Let me act like I'm interested, and he's going to give me everything, and I'm going to record these conversations. Fuck you, Jared, you disgusting piece of shit.
It can only be Jared.
Not to conflate both of Jared's jewelry and Jared, because, you know, I don't think anyone from Jared is...
Do you think they took a hit from that? Like, do you think when the Jared Fogle news came out...
I think anyone Jared's named jewelry Jared took a hit. Like... You can look at the graph of people naming their children Jared.
And it just dropped off.
And it dipped down right after you touched those kids.
Oh, man. I bet he did. Like,
do you think Jared's back up? You think there's an upswing now?
Okay, I'm going to look this up real quick. I'm going to see if... Okay, hold on a second. Okay, because there is information online for, like names, baby names.
Yeah.
Okay, baby name Jared trend. Popularity. Here we go. It's down 95 from 2017.
This happened before 2017, right?
Okay, here we go. Here, Ryan. I'll start at 2015 because it was definitely...
He was sentenced in 2015.
Really?
And I think this all happened probably 2014, 2015 because most of the articles I'm seeing is 2015.
Okay, so ready? In 2015, it dropped 44 points from 2014. Then it dropped another 44 from 2015 in 2016.
Yeah.
So it definitely did. But 2017, it rose 122 points.
People are like, okay, I mean, everyone forgot about Jared, right?
But now it's dropped 95 points again, currently. Okay. So
probably because he's a meme now.
Dude, Ryan, you've been losing a shit ton of weight. There's a void to fill with Subway.
I'm good.
Subway, if you're listening, Ryan, you can fill Jared's shoes.
Hey, Subway, if you want me to eat your sandwiches, I'll do it. I'll fucking do it. You hear?
Give me your opinion on Subway.
I don't want to go to Subway.
Do you like Subway?
I ate it almost every day for lunch when I worked at Food Lion because it was right in the same shopping center. I'm kind of
so you're burned out on it. But objectively, do you
I'm
think
not
it's bad?
What?
Do you think it's bad?
No.
Yeah, like I like Subway.
I just can't go there. It's like it's not bad. It's not like I'm not going there because it's bad food. I'm just tired of that Subway taste. Everything tastes like Subway at Subway.
But can you acknowledge that? You cannot be hungry, but then you walk into a Subway and you smell that Subway smell, and then you're hungry.
Not anymore, because now it kind of puts me off, because I'm not in the mood for Subway.
Dude, I fucking love that Subway smell. I wish I could get it in a candle or like a car air freshener so my car smelled like Subway.
God, that would suck. Please don't make your apartment smell like...
My apartment's going to smell just like
I'll
Subway.
I'll never visit.
I'm going to get a Subway put into my apartment.
Oh my God.
Just so I can wake up every morning and be like, good morning, master.
I'd rather you put in like a Starbucks. Or like a Dunkin' Donuts.
Dude, that would be amazing. Cream. Like a tiny little like kiosk in your apartment.
Imagine if like there was this apartment complex where it was like donut coffee delivery service where it arrived for you on a conveyor belt, locked up, so only you swiped your card and it would only open for you. But it was like in your apartment. Like it was this clear little bar, but it went throughout the whole apartment. It's kind of like a revolving sushi bar, except only certain sections are open for you to grab.
Dude,
your personal donut.
How crazy would that be? And then, like, oh my God, like, if you order pizza, they can just send it up on that thing to your apartment. That's the future, man.
That is the future.
If an apartment complex got that, I would move in there.
Like, the future's Plankton eating a hologram.
I love that. That's SpongeBob is pretty clever, I do have to say.
Yeah, I miss when I would just stare at the TV screen and I could be enamored by television for hours and hours. I can still do that, but I need to get up and take breaks. I used to just be able to just sit there and watch episode after episode, but now I find myself if I find a series I can binge, I can usually binge it, but it's hard for me to be like it's hard for me to binge something and watch like I did when I was a kid.
I can't do that. Like, I don't know if it's my attention span has gotten worse, but like if I sit down to watch like a TV show on Netflix or something, I can usually only get through 2 episodes before I have to go do something else.
Yeah.
It's like my brain is just like, it doesn't want to keep watching.
But as a kid, I could watch TV from 4 to like 10.
Same.
Past my bedtime, parents would be like, come on, gotta go. Like I'd get home, watch TV, then I'd do my homework while having the TV on like low volume or mute when my parents wanted it to be off, quote unquote.
As you get older, does your attention span get shorter or longer?
I feel like you're, of course, as a kid, you're just more easily entertained.
Yeah.
And you don't have as much, you don't have,
worries.
Most of the time, you don't have as much weight on your shoulders mentally.
Yeah, I feel like
you don't have as much responsibility.
That's the big thing that affects my attention span is how much, like, weight, like, stress am I under? Like, if I got a lot of anxiety on my mind, then my attention's, like, I can't sit and watch a bunch of episodes of something because my mind is like, well, I got to refresh. I got to do something different now.
That's why I'm one of those losers that looks back at high school and is like, ah, man, I miss, because I took, this is weird. I took irresponsibility for granted. I thought I was a responsible person at that time because that was who I was at the time. I was like, I can make mature decisions because like, I was living under my parents' house. You know, I mean, there was a curfew set for people my age in South Carolina. Like, you couldn't be out. I don't know. It's just, like, all these things that I thought were trademarks of adulthood. It's like, yeah, I could drive a car. Yeah, I could go out and purchase things with a debit card and do all these things. But at the same time,
you're not paying rent and you're not paying for your own food and stuff.
Exactly. And
that's nice.
Just, I think being out here and living alone for 3 years, I've noticed it more recently just because I've been in a fog for who knows how long. And it's just, I'm kind of waking up and I'm like, Jesus Christ, mom and dad, holy fuck. Like they had to look after another person's life. Like they had to look after my whole life as well as maintaining a work life and their own personal life.
Yeah, dude.
Just like,
it's like being a parent, such a big responsibility.
Like it's like hard for me to imagine. Like, I guess I thought about it. Coming to work, you know, sometimes I have to stay late and it's like super busy. Other times I have a personal life that I feel like I sometimes I'm just not in the mood or I'm too busy and then like planning things is hard sometimes. And also I'm like, I think about what if a kid was just plopped down in the middle of that? That would be crazy. I could not handle that. So shout out to all the parents out there with kids that are under 18. You're the heroes.
Shout out to
if you're a good parent. If you beat your kid,
that's pretty shitty. Don't do
that. Or you do anything fucked up, then I hope you go to jail and end up biting on a metal bar.
There you go. And with Jared.
Yeah.
But to all you good parents out there and all you parents that are trying your darn hardest, shout out to you.
Yeah, look at you.
Give you a virtual high five from Ryan and Matt from Super Mega.
Although there's no good parent that's listening to this podcast when they should be taking care of their children, so.
Maybe they already put their kids to bed, and they're detoxing right now.
Yeah.
Enjoying a nice glass of wine.
If you're letting your kids listen to this as you're sitting with them in the living room or something like that, don't rewind the podcast where I'm saying this and then videotape your kids in front watching the TV and then you sitting on the couch to make it a moment or something and tweet it at us if you have kids.
Yeah, you shouldn't let your kids listen to this podcast unless
you want
to be a cool badass parent. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Let your kids listen to this podcast. I'm parents, all for it.
Our parents let us watch Jackass at a young age.
My mom did not. So my mom didn't let me watch Jackass. And then Jackass 3 came out. My dad was like, hey, son, let's go see it. And my dad took me to see Jackass 3 in theaters. And my mom was real unhappy about that.
My mom was usually the more lenient one. But, like, my dad didn't have a problem with Jackass just because, of course, you know, it's going to sound weird. Yeah. I think most males of that time period just had this attraction to Jackass.
Still, dude. I love Jackass.
Like, I'm not excluding females, but I didn't have too many female friends, so I can't speak on behalf of all females.
Believe it or not, I know a girl who loves Jackass.
Wow.
Almost as much as I do, if not as much as I do. And I was very shocked to find out. So, hey, and also, at the time of recording this, it's International Women's Day, so shout out to all you ladies out there. May you keep going strong.
Not all of them, of course, but like all the good ones.
Sure, all the good ones, all the good ladies out there, all the bad ladies, be gone. Just shoo, just shoo. Get out of here. But all you good ladies, hell yeah.
All you positive women, even some negative women, because negative women point out things that need to be more positive, you know, that type
of
shit.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, like criminals. If you're a criminal, like a murderer, woman. Yeah.
Or a
psychopath.
Child dumpster.
So I see you put here as your profession child dumpster. What does that mean?
No, a child dumpster-er.
Like, oh! Oh, okay.
Yeah, the judge is like, that clears it right up. Thank you.
Yo, dude, I'm drinking a vanilla Coke right now. Can you believe this, Ryan? A vanilla Coke's only 150 calories.
Yeah. Oh, it's a can of vanilla Coke.
It's 42 grams of sugar? Jesus Christ!
You can get a Coke Zero and get 0 calories.
Wow.
Even though you're still getting a ton of awful sugars from it.
Man, carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, caramel color, phosphoric acid, natural flavors, and caffeine. That's all there is to it, folks.
I just shit my pants just now. I looked and I'm like, 25 minutes? It feels longer than 25 minutes.
I thought you meant you actually shit your pants just now.
No, you'd smell it.
And then you looked at the recording time and saw it was only 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Why'd you shit your pants?
I just thought we'd been recording a lot longer.
Dude, it totally feels like we've been recording longer than 25 minutes.
I thought I was going to look up and it was going to be like 45.
Ryan, did we fall through some kind of like... Dude, it's been longer than 25 minutes.
It's got to have been longer than 25 minutes. We talked about Oscar stuff. We talked about...
Jared.
We talked about...
Parents. Ryan, what's going on, man?
I don't know. It's fucked up.
Something's crazy.
It's also getting hot in here too, so maybe like it's
you want to take a little break? You want to take a little break and let the AC go?
Because let the AC go.
It's got to be like 85 degrees in here right now.
Yeah, it's fucking
toasty. This recording room is not like something's like when it was created, the ventilation was not done properly.
Yeah.
So it's hot. Like basically we have to let the AC run in this recording room. Before we record, and then within 10 minutes, it's burning hot again. And it's just like you're sitting in a furnace while you're recording.
And for the break, here are monks chanting as we are whispering, go get some Super Mega merch or whatever in the background. Okay, here we go.
Go buy Super Mega merch at sharkrobot.com/supermega.
Do you want to support your boys?
You can support us.
At sharkrobot.com/supermega. Super Mega merch is pretty cool merch.
You'll look really cool at school when you're wearing it. Helps us out.
We're back. We let the air circulate through the room.
It feels nice. It's going to feel hot by the end of the podcast.
I can tell,
though.
Like, the room is not cooling off the way it normally does for some reason.
Maybe it's because it's not, the air hasn't been on for 6 hours straight.
Well, usually it gets colder faster. Maybe the AC's a little broken today.
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe we got to call the repairman to come in and bring his little big old wrench and fix some shit up.
But while we were on our break, we watched that Nintendo Direct from last week. We just watched it live, but it's technically from last week.
Because when you listen to this, yeah.
Yeah, some cool stuff. I think the only thing, not that I cared about, but I'm actually legitimately going to play, is Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, they just dropped that at the end. They were like, ooh, new Super Smash Bros. Game coming soon.
It's going to have Breath of the Wild Link. It's going to have Mario.
It's going to have the Splatoon characters. Fucking awesome, dude. Yeah. I'm excited for that.
It's going to be great. It's coming in 2018.
All I want for them to announce their Nintendo Direct is a new Animal Crossing. That's all I care about. Yeah. When I watch Nintendo Direct, most of it's always underwhelming. And then maybe there'll be like a tidbit here and there. If it's like, ooh, like that's cool.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But I do care about Splatoon. I think it's cool. And I Smash Bros. Is super awesome. I'm very excited for that. I just want Animal Crossing.
I feel like I agree with you on that one, even though you're a much bigger fan of Animal Crossing than I am. For me, I've started getting into kind of like old man dad type games in terms of I just want a game to sit down. I'm not forced to put 10 minutes. I'm not forced to only put 10 minutes. I'm not forced to have to play up to an hour or two to kind of get good progress. Yeah. I just want a game that I can sit down, make progress in, play around with. And
it's Animal Crossing. Yeah. Just play as much as, like, you can jump in for 5 minutes or you can jump in for 5 hours.
Exactly. And
I like it.
And I feel like with the Switch, it's just going to look beautiful. There's going to be a lot of nice little things because just like in connection with Mario Odyssey and Zelda Breath of the Wild, after completing both of those games and just seeing all the small little details they put into them, I know that they're going to have to put those details into Animal Crossing. And for a game like Animal Crossing, that means it hopefully will be a big, amazing experience. So,
well, Animal Crossing's like already known for the details. Like, it's full of details. So that's why I'm so excited for the Switch version, because I feel like they're going to really take it to the next level. So I can't wait for that, my man.
Yeah. You'll finally get to play your Switch.
Finally. Yeah, I don't play my Switch that much. I don't play video games that much.
Yeah.
Like, outside of recording, I really don't play games that much. I've been spending most of my time laying in bed doing absolutely nothing.
Okay.
It's super fun.
I've been spending my time playing with Lego.
What are you, 4 years old?
Yeah.
Playing with Legos, right?
Playing with my dog, Lego. Watching Netflix and movies and shows and stuff. Which, talking about shows and movies, I just completed it, and I think it's a very interesting look into a town, and I found it entertaining, and I recommend at least giving it a try. It's Flint Town. It's an 8-part docuseries on Netflix, and it was super interesting. I don't know. I like when things go in on a small town, kind of like not where it's not taking place in a city with a bunch of technology and stuff, just kind of like just a normal... Not even normal, just a hobunk town somewhere. And Flint Town has become one of those towns. And in the documentary, you kind of figure out or find out why and what things are in place and keeping this town in the rut and that it's in. And I just found it really interesting.
I watched the first episode and a half last night, and I do have to say, very, very good. It's chilling at times.
Yeah, because I know it follows the police, but there are a lot of parts in it where I don't feel like it forces you to feel a certain way all the time. The election comes into place, and then there's like racial tensions amongst the police force and stuff, which is interesting. It just kind of shows you everyone's voice, which I liked. Like, it didn't just stick to the police. It didn't just stick to the people affected by the police. It showed both sides of the story, even though it mainly follows the Flint Town police force.
Yeah, it's really good. It just kind of like opens your eyes to like what's going on in Flint, Michigan. And it's like,
whoa,
So it's worth a shot. It's worth checking out.
If you find that stuff interesting, it's a nice bingeable, sit down, eat some chips, have mild conversation during type of show, if you know what I mean, if you know what I'm spitting out.
I kind of get what you're spitting out, Ryan.
Thanks.
Can you stop spitting everywhere, please?
Sorry. I apologize.
Spitting all over the recording room, all over the pillows, all over me.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I said I'm sorry. Are you done?
Yeah,
chastising
done.
Me?
Chastising you?
Are you done?
Doesn't chastise mean, like, to keep from having sex?
Does it?
To chastise?
Chastise, I thought, meant, like you're getting on
chastity.
Someone. Yeah, but chastise.
Define chastise.
Chastise means rebuke or reprimand severely.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
I thought that chastise was like...
Did you just scoff at me in my use of a word, and I used it correctly?
Yeah, I did.
Keep that in the podcast.
No, because I thought
you gotta keep it in the podcast.
I wasn't gonna cut it out. I thought that chastise was like I'm chastising myself. I'm not going to have sex.
Mm-mm.
I feel like it can mean both things.
Did it say that it could mean both things?
I feel, Ryan, I feel like, hold on. I gotta look this up, man.
Okay.
Like I can chastise. Okay.
There's a chastity belt.
Chastise sex. Chastisement is a kind of punishment that will not allow you to have sex.
Chastisement.
It's pretty close. Pretty close, right? Chastisement is the act of scolding or punishing someone. The noun chastisement usually means a verbal reprimand. Oh, well. I guess it doesn't mean to not have sex. In my mind, it's going to stay that way.
You learn something new every day. Hey, you know, a mind that refuses to learn is a mind that progresses or something.
Ryan, in my mind, chastise is going to continue to mean not have sex.
That's perfectly fine.
Speaking of not having sex, I watched a short documentary about incels that's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It's 30 minutes long. I think it's called Shy Boys.
Is it like one of those documentaries that... people make on a YouTube documentary.
Yeah, it's like a YouTube documentary. It wasn't like a hugely produced one. It's 30 minutes. Susie told me about it. Watched it. Pretty good. It's just about incels. And if you don't know what incels are, involuntary celibates. It's guys who are like,
Do they proclaim to be involuntary celibates?
Yeah, they take the title of incel, yeah.
Okay, so it's not just like a title someone gave them.
No.
They are incels.
They take the title of incel, which if you take that title, good for you. You're doing well in life.
Would it mean something if like it was Chris Hemsworth saying, you know, I'm abstaining from sex?
They're not abstaining from sex.
What are they doing?
Involuntarily abstaining because women won't give them sex.
Oh, involuntarily.
Involuntary celibates. There are voluntary celibates
that have
given up
on choose.
Women.
You can't just say like, that's like most people throughout their lives.
They're saying like, because I'm ugly and because women are bitches.
Ugly,
you know,
people have sex all the time.
I know. It's actually, it's not because they're ugly. It's almost 100% of the time it's their personality.
I'm trying. Yeah.
But they don't, they never acknowledge that. It's always my looks or because women suck or because women just want to,
I think,
sleep with the hot guys.
I think it's they're not getting the women they want type of thing. You know, like they're watching
and they feel entitled
to it.
Like
they watch porn or something and they see all these beautiful women and then they're like, why can't I get these beautiful women? I'm trying to like understand it here.
The guy, one of the guys in the documentary was like, I have been rejected 1,000 times in real life, 2,000 times online. So a total of 3,000 rejections.
So if he's counting rejections, then there's the first problem.
How the fuck do you don't get rejected 2,000 times online? First of all, I guarantee.
That's like if he's going on RuneScape, like, will you be GF? No.
Fuck, that's 1,622. It's like. Like, you watch this and you see it's all because of their personalities. Like, none of them are terribly unattractive guys either.
I think
simply because of their personalities.
I think, honestly, it is the moment they take the title of an incel that solidifies themselves as someone who will not have sex.
It's not even having sex. It's having a relationship. Like,
oh, it's just a relationship?
No, it's both. It's like...
I think it's mainly around sex, though.
Oh, because that's what those guys, that's what they want.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's nature, right? But these guys have this natural want to fuck, and they're blaming others for their lack of, not skill, but their lack of, social interacting skills.
Personality. Social interacting skills, you know. It's like there was a subreddit for incels that Reddit actually removed because it got so toxic and, you know.
It's just an interesting thing to think about that, you know, they could have sex if they actually wanted to, but they'd have to probably just better themselves. I mean, the least they could do is, I guess, fake a personality, but they can't even muster up that, I guess. They can't put on a good face. They can't put on a nice date face, you know what I mean?
Ryan, I think we're about to have a war waged upon us by incels.
I hope not. I mean, I'm not saying, like, I just feel like saying that I'm involuntarily being kept from this. It's like, yeah, that's because you don't have the right to things by birth instantaneously throughout your life. You have to earn it. You have to be able to get there yourself. There's people everywhere there's people with no legs. There's people with no arms. There's people with all these things. There's people who are like just that are seen as unattractive in society or from people's personal delegations of what's popular or not in terms of attractiveness. Yeah. And they still get laid, they still
have relationships, they get married. It's like,
yeah.
It's not.
There's people who are fully paralyzed that are in relationships.
Yeah.
There's people who are in jail that have committed heinous crimes that are in relationships.
I think.
I don't feel like you can just blame it on, like, I mean, it's you.
Women won't give me sex.
At that point, there's a common denominator. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not women.
So,
because the thing is like the problem with most of them is they think like from what I've gathered is that they feel entitled to sex and like women owe it to them, and it's like they only want to sleep with assholes and chads and dicks. It's like no, that's not how women are. Like. It's just comes from a lack of understanding of the opposite sex and then just like a terrible personality and a sense of entitlement.
Well, also, I'm sorry to say, if a woman wants to just fuck an asshole, she can do that.
Yeah, there's nothing like if she wants to do that, she absolutely can.
Just like
she doesn't owe you anything, especially yeah, if just, you like what these guys. I think what these guys need to do is they need to stop focusing on the fact that it's like your looks or that it's women and look at yourself and look at what's on the inside, because from every case of like an incel I've seen online, it's like you seem like the most unbearable person to be around.
Well, I think it's just desperation is you can easily gauge it on a person.
Yeah.
Who just can't kind of hide their inner feelings. Like their pent up frustrations there's cracks on the surface and it can easily shine through.
Yeah. Well, what I noticed from watching the documentary is, like, every single guy hates themselves. Like, that's, like, a common denominator between them is they all hate themselves.
So they
like,
recognize it. They're just
yeah.
They're just giving the problem another attaching another problem onto.
Well, I don't think even all of them recognize it. I think some of them it's, like, deeper down, and they don't realize that they hate themselves. But they mask that, like, hate with the – like, that self-hatred with, like, the – the hatred towards women or the hatred towards like the bitterness towards everything else.
I mean, I get like here's the thing. I get their mindset because that's a very middle school, high school mindset, you know, where you see like a jock or you see the athletic kid and you see like the girls fawning over him because girls are starting to like,
why don't they like me?
Have makeup and look pretty. And it's like it's that mindset of because like I think we at some instance, not we all, like all of us, but I definitely felt that. I was like, oh, why does she like that jock asshole or whatever? But it's a very immature feeling to have because you realize that, you know, you're looking after something here when there's plenty of opportunities.
Yeah, exactly.
On the horizon for you. And you just got to do you, be you. And if you're an asshole, then here, I guess... confidence asshole is different than desperate asshole.
Yeah, like bitter asshole.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fact of life that douchebags, bitches and hoes, I don't know, they're just, people are going to have sex with all types of different personalities. That's just what it is. You can't just push a button and say, all assholes will never be able to have sex and I will get all the sex in the world.
Amen.
That would be a beautiful button, I'm sure, for a lot of people. But it doesn't exist, and you need to self-reflect a bit.
Guys, if you need some advice, Ryan and I are pickup artists in training, and we're offering free advice. So if you guys need some pickup artist advice, just let us know down in the comments below. We'd be happy to respond and give you some advice, guys. Ryan and I are actually starting a pickup artist league to train people who'd like to learn our ways to pick up beautiful women all around the world.
We're just going to go into your local fast food restaurant, stand in line, and we're just going to go for it.
We're going to actually film it and put it on our YouTube channel because we're starting a second pickup artist channel.
We're going to have the smooch cam, which it's going to be the camera slightly tinted to a pink right before we get that sweet smooch.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Dude, pickup artist channels, like, that's one of the weirdest types of channels on YouTube. Just, like, there's some of them that have, like, hundreds and hundreds of videos where the guy will just go out in public and film himself talking to a girl and just creepily trying to pick her up, and then he uploads it.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck? That's so weird.
There's I think it stems from that whole Hitch type of thing where you show someone success and it's for other people to go, see, it can happen. That can be me. It is possible for me to pick up women. And then there's the other side of people going, heh, look how many women I can pick up. There's the two different types of pickup artists.
Dude, if I was a woman and a guy approached me and he's filming me with his camcorder and he's like trying to hit on me, like, how am I going to react to that?
I'd have sex with him on the spot.
Dude, imagine if you were like a beautiful woman and then this like ugly guy comes up to you and he's filming you with his
camcorder. You could have a nice personality. It doesn't have to be ugly. It could just be some guy.
Okay. Well, okay, he comes up to you with his camcorder, and he's a YouTube pickup artist.
He has to have a rat tail.
Definitely has to have a rat tail.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm working on a rat tail right now. I got to get my hair cut. That's the problem with my hair is, like, it just always turns into a rat tail in the back. Just
grow like,
see
back,
that?
Just,
you see that?
You should grow that out and beat it up.
Like,
playa.
Put some beads on it. Just like, oh, I would love to. Just like a long, like an Avatar-style, like, rat tail.
Yes. Come on, you plug it into shit.
Dude, that would be amazing. I'll get, like, a little extension at the end that is a plug.
Like a USB plug.
That'd be awesome.
Charger built in.
That would be such a cool look, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I have a little USB plug at the end of my long-ass rat tail.
Who needs a plug? Who needs a plug? Matt's got a plug, dude.
Like, yeah, I'll plug in, man. That would be so cool.
Plug it in.
But yeah, Ryan and I are starting a pickup artist channel. Expect that soon. It's going to be some of the quality content.
It's coming out the same day as our movie reviews, so... Yeah, there we go.
Several people just...
God damn it!
Don't even joke!
Could you promise and promise and promise?
We're going to release the pickup artist stuff before the movie reviews.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm drinking this water right now. I can tell you why this is... It's all right water.
Arrowhead?
It's not bad water.
You used to not like Arrowhead.
I don't. I've just gotten used to it. I've just kind of...
Water's water, you know?
I mean, I drink, believe it or not, guys, I drink L.A. tap water now.
What?
Every single day.
Do you use a filter?
Nope. I just drink it. I just made myself suck it up, and I'm like, you know what? I mean, I live here.
You're also trusting the apartment pipes.
That's true. I don't want to think about what the insides of pipes look like that my water comes
through. Get a little pitcher, fill it with water, whatever, dude.
That's almost too much work for me.
Just, you don't even refrigerate the water. Just room temperature water is fine.
Well, if I had a pitcher, I'd... So, like, I wake up in the middle of the night, and I'm thirsty, and I go to my bathroom sink, and I just drink some water, and it's never pleasing. It's never a satisfactory experience, but yeah. I'm like... It's fucking water, whatever. Apparently Los Angeles had their, like, water infrastructure redone, so they have, like, very clean water now.
Ooh, yeah.
So I don't know
I
how...
I trust them.
Yeah, I don't know how much I trust that. But, you know, it doesn't taste clean, I'll say that.
Yeah.
Or maybe it tastes too clean, and that's the problem. Like, it's, like, too chlorinated.
Mm-hmm.
Too...
I know what you're saying.
The thing about LA water, it just leaves like residue. Water. Like you notice this. It'll leave white residue on everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess that's calcium.
Yeah, it's not just your typical, what are they called, dry spots?
Yeah, like
it's not your typical dry
water
spots.
Rings or
it's
whatever.
Legitimate white residue. Like, but that's only because I don't get that.
You don't get that?
No.
So maybe it's
I mean,
just certain
I get the dry spots, but I just need to rinse off the dishes or wipe them down.
Like the water fountain in the apartment building, I noticed like...
Something's wrong. That means our water's fucked
it's
up.
It's like when after the water dries in the water fountain, it's just white everywhere. And
so
it's all
gross.
Over like the place where the water comes out. Maybe it's just Glendale. I don't know. Maybe it's just areas of LA, but it's pretty fucking gross. I mean, calcium's not bad for you.
Sure,
but
it's fine.
Like,
it just doesn't give off a good impression when you have people over. It's like, hey, let's eat. You want to drink out of this cup?
That is filled with white residue.
I know.
My dishes are clean. Trust me. It's just.
It looks like that. Looks like he just collected a bunch of whatever shot out of Ted Cruz's mouth and onto his lip during that one debate or whatever.
It looks like you had used, like, maybe, like, a cup to, like, measure some flour with. And then you didn't actually wash the cup afterwards. You just kind of, like, shook the flour out and put it back in the cabinet. And you're like, oh, well, there's some white shit in here now.
To be a politician, you either have to be, like, hungry for money or hungry for fame, right?
Power.
Like it's narcissism or power.
I feel like what... I remember reading something about, like, politicians have like the highest like statistic of sociopathy.
Yeah.
Like a huge percentage of politicians are sociopaths. And that makes total sense.
Because I know that like a lot of like a good bit of them probably want power, but I think most of them just want to be famous in a way. This sounds weird. You know, they want admiration.
Well, it all kind of goes hand in hand, you know?
Yeah.
Money, fame, power.
I think there's a difference between the power that you like someone wants for running for president and instead of like just being kind of like a senator that has a bunch of money and that people are like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because it takes a special type of person to run for president.
Amen, brother. But
you got to feel like everyone has, you know, is like, I'm in charge of everyone in the United States.
That's got to be a crazy fucking responsibility being president.
And my words and impact stretches across the whole globe.
Absolutely, because the United States is a world power that has a lot of influence on like every other country. Dude, we're the kings, baby. I was talking about this with my Swedish friend, how English is like, it's not the most spoken language, but it's like the most popular language on earth. Like, cause it influences like so many other languages and like every other language pretty much has English words in it, you know, which is crazy that like, that's like good old imperialism for you.
I love imperialism.
Just like English is a crazy popular language, but it's such a hard language to speak. It like doesn't follow rules and it makes no sense.
Yeah. That's why we need that universal language. We need Unilog, baby.
You can fucking bring that up again. Have we ever talked about that on the podcast?
I don't know. I'm sure we have like early on.
It was when I was in high school, I had a free period and I was bored. So I was like, I'm going to make my own language and it's going to be super easy and universal so anyone can learn it.
It's Unilog, baby.
And it was called Unilog. And then I showed you and Daniel one day. And
Daniel gave you
Daniel
constant shit about it.
Making so
I
much
never
shit.
Said
he just
much.
Would not stop making fun. Yeah, you didn't make fun of me for
I
it.
I think even I was like, oh, I want to like look at it. I
That's
think I was
cool.
like super supportive.
And Daniel was like, pfft.
I know.
All right, you made your own language,
he'd
fucking
always
nerd.
Always bring it up. Always bring it up.
Like, we'd sit down to watch a movie, and he'd, like, open the subtitles, like, oh, do they have Unilog subtitles?
I know.
Dude, I was in high school. So, guys, let's all learn Unilog. Let's make a universal language. There already is a universal language that isn't spoken. Esperanto?
Yeah. While you were busy making your own language, I probably looked like a fucking racist, because I would constantly draw, like, stick figure wars, but... You know, it was black stick figures versus white stick figures because it's just a
pen. You need to differentiate them.
Yeah, so one's just an open circle, one's a filled in circle for the head. Probably just looked like a race.
Just
war.
Say they're masks. It might have looked like a stick man race war, yeah. But you could just say maybe there's
they're ninja masks
or yeah, like ski mesh, masks or something.
Yeah
that works. Dude, oh my God! Speaking of drawing circles, I don't know if you had it, but when I was a kid, I talked to Aaron about this recently, and he remembered it too. I had this book series that I was in love with. And it was like how to draw, and you'd like fill in these pictures, and they were little circle people. And it was like the author, I think his name was like Ed Emberley. Do you remember those books? Where it was like little circle people, and you would fill them in and draw and like
no,
complete
I definitely
scenes.
Don't remember that,
dude. I used to sit in my school library when I was in like kindergarten, and draw the shit out of that stuff. It was like the greatest. Do you remember what was the guy's name? He made the books where it was like the caterpillar.
Oh, I loved him. He had the rainbow
Ed,
fish, dude.
No. Yeah. He made the rainbow fish. He made the
caterpillar.
He made the cricket one.
Yeah.
Remember?
One of my favorite children's books was Anansi the Spider. Was that was?
Yeah, I remember that.
It was like the African spider mother and her spider children. And it's like very, like they're very, I don't know.
Angular.
Like
yes.
Their heads are diamond shaped.
I remember that book. That oh my God.
It's a very
wow.
red and black book, but like there are other like triangles that have colors to them and stuff.
Do you remember
do they get eaten? Like a lot of her babies get eaten.
I don't,
attacked by
I don't remember
fish
how it goes.
Shit.
I just remember it was like
it was an African folklore.
And then there was also a Tiki Tiki Timbo.
Tiki Tiki Terambi.
Do you remember that book?
I remember it.
I don't remember how it went, but it was,
I just remember the name because
same.
It was goofy.
It was goofy and fun. I remember learning about that in school. Dude, and then there was did you have the book about the owls? Like the three baby owls?
Can't remember. Dude, all I remember is my favorite children's books were like The Giving Tree, the Dr. Seuss book where it's a bunch of different types of dogs, Where Is My Mother, and Abioyo.
I remember.
What was the dog book? There was like a bunch of colored dogs.
The Three Funny Dogs by...
You know which one I'm talking about? Like it goes through all different dogs and stuff. Let me look it up.
I remember, I had a Ferdinand was one of my favorite children's books, and now it's being bastardized into a John Cena movie. So,
I think it already came out. Oh, yeah. I think it's Go Dogs Go.
Go Dogs Go. Oh, I haven't.
Yeah,
I do remember that one. I never read a lot of Dr. Seuss.
Go Dogs Go.
Yes, and had the little dog. I had that book. And had the dog with in the little car.
Oh, look at all these dogs. There's so many dogs.
Dude, that's stop. That's too many dogs. Get it away from me.
Oh, there it is. Here's my other favorite one. Are You My Mother?
Oh, that's the little
wait,
little bird.
By P.D. Eastman? That wasn't Dr. Seuss?
What? Maybe Dr. Seuss illustrated
by
it.
By P.D. Eastman. Dr. Seuss is a lie. Fuck you, Dr. Seuss. I love you, P.D. Eastman.
I thought Dr. Seuss did a bunch of psychedelics or something. It would make sense with his drawings and everything.
What did Dr. Seuss do then?
Did the Lorax?
Put me in the zoo. I guess he did. Yeah,
he did a bunch of books, dude.
See, I always attributed these to Dr. Seuss. The Lorax is definitely Dr. Seuss. The Grinch is definitely Dr. Seuss.
Is that really
Seuss.
Not Dr. Seuss?
What?
The one you just showed me?
Which one?
The Are You My Mother?
Yeah, that's P.D. Eastman. So
what?
I have to say, P.D. Eastman, I love you.
Little Dr. Seuss ripoff.
I'm going to look up P.D. Eastman and see what this man
Maybe that was an alias of Dr. Seuss. Was Dr. Seuss a real doctor, or did he just give himself that title?
Oh, my God. This guy was... Thank God he got the Dr. Seuss label, because before P.D. Eastman was doing Aaron is a good sport, and it's a badly drawn alligator catching
That looks so bad. But at least he was a good sport, right?
Yeah.
Man, alligators
Aaron
have got...
Aaron is cool. Aaron the alligator is cool.
And he's in a wintry environment, so it's like a play on words. It's a pun.
A fish out of water.
What the fuck is that drawing?
Look at that creepy thing.
That's creepy.
Oh, it's illustrated by
That's going on
P.
screen
D.
right
Eastman.
Now. Go Does look
that
at that,
mean it was
guys.
Written by doctors? Did P.D. Eastman illustrate and write them? Because P.D. Eastman just illustrated some shit.
Are you sure it's not Dr. Seuss's real name?
By P.D. Eastman, author of Go Dog Go. Oh, because he did...
Look at you, Ryan. You're shattering your childhood right now.
I am.
You're finding out all of these, like, things you held true your whole life to not be true anymore.
I'm going to... Come on. I don't want to look up images, fucking Google. I don't want to shop for it either.
Can I get mad about how Google removed the view image option on Google Images? So now I have to, like, right-click and open image in new tab? Yeah. It's very frustrating for someone who has to make thumbnails and stuff with Photoshop all the time. Google, I'm mad at you. And if I ever see Mr. Google or the CEO of Google, whoever you are, I'm gonna slap you upside the head. I'm gonna go, whoosh. I'm gonna go, put it back. Put that feature back. There's no reason to take that away. You silly goof.
Okay, so as a final answer for P.D. Eastman, P.D. Eastman is an author. He's known primarily as P.D. Eastman, a protege of Dr. Seuss.
Okay.
Eastman wrote many books for children in his own distinct style under the Dr. Seuss brand of Random House. Many of which were in the beginner book series.
Wait, under the Dr. Seuss brand, does that mean that, is that like...
That's a brand. By Dr.
Seuss. So, like does that mean Seuss's... they write the books and then they put Dr. Seuss's name on it?
No, it's kind of like, you know what they do with movies and authors? It's, if they made a movie out of this, it would be like Dr. Seuss is the Grinch, Dr. Seuss is the Lorax, written by... P.D. Eastman.
Right, right. But Dr. Seuss didn't write it.
No.
It's just his...
Think
okay.
of, like, the, I guess, edit publishing company?
Okay, so I don't think of it as Dr. Seuss. This is not Dr. Seuss's, but it's Dr. Seuss's brand is taking ownership of this.
Yes.
Oh, that's so... Okay, so how much stuff did Dr. Seuss actually write himself, then?
Just the early stuff, probably.
Wow, dude.
Probably wrote a... Well, he wrote a shit ton. But I think the books that I was talking about that are a little less Dr. Seuss-y, but still in the same realm.
Yeah.
I like... Go Dogs Go.
Dude, go. Go Dogs Go. Get out of here.
I remember that book and Where Is My Mother helped me get in the 100 book club at my elementary school.
Dude, you were in the 100 book club?
I was in the 100 book club.
Does that mean you read 100 books?
I read 100 books. I was in the 100 book club.
How many kids were in the 100 book club?
A lot, probably. Uh-oh. Well, I don't know actually how many. All I remember is it's like when it just felt like something I had to do. Kind of like now when I want to get a certain achievement in a video game, like collect all 250 trophies, even though it doesn't matter. It's just like that little bit of, I just need to get all of them. I just want to have that.
I love the comparison of those two things because, like, one of them sounds like so like stellar and like good in your life. It's like, I read 100 books and it was like, I collected 250 meaningless
trophies
in a video game.
Yeah. I collected 250 Riddler trophies in the most recent Batman game. And I spent hours doing it. I even streamed myself doing it. It was awful.
That sounds really unfun. You should stream yourself reading 100 books.
Yeah. No.
Like, what's the, what, like, you could, I'm sure you could find some real small kids' books and get through 100 books in a day. That sounds miserable, reading 100 books in a day, like children's books.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that either.
That would be awful.
That sounds so unfun.
What is it? How long would it take you? Let's say one children's book takes you 5 minutes to read.
500 minutes.
Okay. Divided by 60.
I can't do math, so. No, Ryan, let's try to do this in our heads. I was about to pull my calculator. Let's show our brain power, okay? 500 divided by 60. Okay?
Mm-hmm. It definitely goes into it five times.
It does?
I think it only goes into it five times. Because. Hold on. 60, because then you have five tens left over. No, no, no. Then you have 40s. Hold on.
Okay, wait.
No, no, no. There's a lot left
eight,
over.
Eight point. It's 8 point.
Yeah.
It's 8.333, I think.
Something like that.
8.33. No, let's verify this. Okay.
So it would take 8 hours.
I think it's 8.333.
Wait, 8 hours or?
No. Yeah, 8 hours. Okay, hold on. 500 divided by 60. 8.33. I did the math in my head.
It did it.
Holy shit.
Good job.
I'm actually freaking out right now.
See? We can do simple math.
Because that's a much harder problem than the one in the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, where it was like, what was it, 200 and
yeah,
200
first,
minus.
First you just see how many times does 60 go, what I was doing, it was, you know, how many times does 60 go into 500? Definitely five times, but then you got to take the 40 times 5. What's 40 times 5, Matt? Come on, that's easy.
200.
Yeah, and then divide that into 60. What's that?
200 divided by 60?
Yeah.
3.2?
Yeah.
No, 3 point...
Go on.
20 divided by... 200 divided by 60?
Yeah.
It's gonna be 3.33.
Yeah. Boom. I just add the two numbers together.
The way I did it was, I looked at my fingers, and I made one finger represent 60, and then two fingers was 120, and then I doubled that, so that's 240, and then I doubled that, and that's 480, and I'm like, okay, that's 480, that's 8, and I can't fit another
simpler,
60.
A simpler way of doing it. Look at you.
Yeah. Just look at us, guys. School, the education system has really really helped us out here. I think we did it.
We got calculators now, so.
Yeah, I remember the teacher was like, well, in the real world, you're not going to be able to carry a calculator with you.
Maybe not in your goofy time period.
We got fucking iPhones now.
Do you realize that technology progresses, you infantile fuck?
Watch this.
That's what I said to my teacher in the classroom.
When he stood up and gave you, like, you got balls, kid.
An A+.
Watch this.
Well deserved.
I'm in the science laboratory right now, and
you're
like,
not.
And they're like, well, hypothetically.
Okay.
And
okay.
My teacher, I hear the voice, you're not going to be able to have calculators in real life. Yeah. Siri, what's 800 divided by 7?
About 114.2857.
I just had a robot tell me the answer immediately.
Yeah, watch this. It's like, imagine you're in the middle of nowhere and you're trying to solve this weird math problem for some reason and you don't have any technology.
This is a witch that's going to curse
you. Unless you solve it. So like 89 divided by 6 times 2 minus 3.20365. You're like, what is that? Equals right away, it's 26.46301666. You're saved from the witch instantaneously.
It's a little, there's a 666 in there though, so
yeah,
I don't
four
know.
Sixes, so it kind of cancels.
Oh, okay, cool. That's the number of the Lord.
Yeah.
Dude, have you ever seen those guys? Like, there's this guy I watched a video on where he's some form of like savant where you can give him any math problem and he can instantly solve it. And the way he says he does it is he sees each number as a shape and he puts them together and it makes a new shape and that's the answer. And I'm like, how? How does that work? Like, you can give him anything, like 366 times 218, and he instantly knows the answer. And he says, because 366 is like a shape in his head, 216 is a shape, and he puts them together, and it makes a new shape that's a number in his head, and then he knows it.
It's so weird.
And I'm like, what, are you magic? How do you do that?
He could be magic.
But that means
that,
like,
test this.
People, like, if people technically have that ability, we just don't have it, like, unlocked.
Yeah, what if he's, like, the first fuck-up?
He's like a superhuman. He's like a mutant.
Yeah, well, he's the first mutation of super smart humans.
That's crazy. I mean, he's a savant, so he probably...
But if he doesn't fuck anyone, he can't pass that awesome gene over.
He's a brain cell. That's another form.
Brain cell?
Brain cell. It's no, it is. Like,
what?
Brain cells. That's a real... It's a community online. It's a real... It's. I think it's guys who think that they're too intelligent for, like, the way women are.
Too intelligent.
Like, they see women as, like, this, like... Like, the only, you know... I'm above that. They only want to fuck these Chads. You know, they don't understand my intelligence and the level I'm at. We're, as a community, we're above these women. I think that's what that is. I think it's what brain cells are. They call themselves brain cells, so.
Good for them.
That's kind of like I don't know. You can't be that smart if you're... That's like the guy who talks about having sex is probably not the one having sex.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I had so much sex last week.
Dude,
how much sex did you have last week?
I had a lot of sex, personally. I had tons of sex. Like, let me put it this way. If you were to fill a cup full of milk, like, up to the brim, and that cup signified the week, and the amount of milk in the cup signified how much sex I had that week, that's how much sex I had.
Dude, if I had to describe how much sex I had last week.
Yeah.
Let's say, you know, mm-hmm. when I get in my car and I turn it on, mm-hmm. and it shows me, like, the gas meter.
Speedometer?
No. That shows me how much gas I have.
The gasometer.
It's all the way, it was all the way full.
Oh, wow.
And that represents...
Full of sex.
Full of sex. My tank was full of sex, and guess what? I topped it off.
There's no more room for sex because it was, you were just...
My schedule last week was 100% sex.
Yeah.
Like, I had no room to pencil anything in. My mom called and she said, hey, do you have time to have a conversation about something very serious? I said, sorry, mom, I'm having sex. I can't talk to you this week at all because my entire week is booked with sex. So, sorry. And I actually had that conversation. I was so busy having sex, I had that conversation while I was having sex.
I just thought of a business practice. We gotta make sure prostitution is legalized, though.
Okay. Well, we'll lobby that in California.
It's a monthly subscription fee anyone can pay. And after work, this bus comes, except it's big and it looks like a bedroom on the inside. And the driver has this thing where he can't hear or see you, what's going on. They just pick you up. And you get to just boink after a stressful day.
That's just prostitution.
You could be a man or a woman. And then all these people who work for this company aren't it's not for a criminal. They have to be registered. And so they can be legal sex workers who are making this decision by themselves.
It's just a brothel on wheels.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, right, technically it's illegal right now.
I mean, that's why I said we would have to legalize prostitution.
Oh, okay. Sweet. I like the idea.
But like...
I'd like to sit down and talk about that more when I'm not busy having sex.
Yeah. And then it drops you off. And then it doesn't have, it's very quiet. So your wife doesn't, or your husband, whoever you have, doesn't come out of the house.
What if you're just single?
Then,
do you have to be in a relationship to have this service?
Yes.
It's only for married individuals.
Ashley Madison Commuting Company.
The Ashley Madison bus.
See, that's the only way they could actually get back on the map. But, you know,
that's a shitty website. Like a website dedicated to cheating. I personally have a very serious issue with that. I think that's shitty.
I think it's interesting. It's like, it exists. It is this open community of people that are like, hey, I cheat on my spouse. How about you?
Yes, I cheat on my spouse as well.
Do you want to cheat on our spouses together?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then, like, there can't be that. Like a lot to like a lot of women use that, because when I think of those websites, you usually only think of like men using those websites, you know?
Yeah,
like
there are tons of women unsatisfied in their marriage, though.
It's weird to seek out like a website service for that.
Yeah, I'm sure more men signed up for it.
Well, anyway, Ryan, I need to go have sex now.
Oh yeah, same, but not with you.
Each with a respective human female.
Yeah,
but. I'm going to go have sex, so we're going to end the podcast here. But before we go have sex, you can go check out MeUndies.com/supermega for some great underwear. I won't be wearing any underwear because I'll be having sex. But
actually, it's so comfortable that I'm going to keep mine on.
During sex?
Yes.
Yeah, I might try that too, actually. So
they're so comfortable, and their waistband feels so nice that it's comfortable really nice. To stretch down.
It feels like an angel is hugging my waist.
Exactly.
Anyway, guys, why don't you go rate us on iTunes? Because we want to get in the top 100 comedy podcasts. And if you guys rate us on iTunes, that can be possible. And if listen, guys, if we get in the top 100 comedy podcasts, we will do something special.
We have to come up with it, or else they're going to be like, "Oh, what? What's so special?"
We'll
fucking wrestle each other in a fucking death match.
We will take up the art of Turkish oil wrestling.
We will get oiled up and we will wrestle each other in a pool filled with water.
It's just
gonna
make
water and squeaky and pool toys.
That sounds like a obscure fetishist like
we won't like video. Do that, but we'll do something.
We'll do something. If you can get us in the top 100. Right now we're like number 180, 170 something.
You know what's weird that I realize we could do?
What?
We could get the fans. We could, you know how they did food battles, whatever, with Smosh, and they gave you a choice of ingredients of like what is the donut going up against? We give people like in five sections, like different ingredients, and they have to choose those ingredients, and then we mix those together, and we have to eat it.
That is a genius idea, and we will probably end up doing that, Ryan. I love that idea. But guys, we'll see you next week. Please follow us on Twitter, and all the links are in the description.
Yeah,
and if you haven't, subscribe to our YouTube channel, because that's, you know, we upload every single day.
Every single day.
It is miserable. Please subscribe.
It is taxing on our mental health.
Physically, I'm losing weight.
Physically, we're actually getting back problems. This isn't a joke at this point.
My voice is, I'm losing my vocal range because of screaming into a microphone every day. Guys.
Our days have become kind of segmented together because it's just a constant.
It's just a blur. It's just plain, it's like staring at a screen.
2018, we're already three months in, you know.
I want it all to go black. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Yep.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.